Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The state of marriage is hanging in the balance. What are you going to do? Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this issue is Matt Barber. Matt, across the country now, what we're seeing are judicial activists, judges, who ultimately want to use their ideology to trump not only the Constitution, but the Constitution of the people and the people's rights and of natural law and common sense by just simply trying to overturn these marriage laws.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we have an ally in Pope Francis. You know, the left has kind of adopted him and taken some of his statements out of context and tried to say that he is somehow a pro-homosexual, pro-same-sex marriage pope, which, Matt, couldn't be further from the truth. Pope Francis said in June that the devil is trying to, quote, destroy the family, and Satan attacks the family and marriage. He's talking about in the context of same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
So much the demon does not love it and seeks to destroy it. Pope Francis is no advocate of counterfeit gay marriage.
Never has been. In fact, when he was the archbishop and then cardinal in Argentina, he did the same thing, and he said the same thing, that it was the devil's scheme to destroy the family, same-sex marriage. Because if you remember, Argentina brought in same-sex marriage when he was there. He led the fight against it. He walked in marches against it. He was on the opposite side of the president of Argentina and caused a little bit of a rift between him and the president of Argentina because of the different views that the president of Argentina had and Pope now Francis had. So he's very strong against the redefinition of marriage, as anyone should be, because this is something that is a matter that is part of the natural created order. You are created male and female, complementary to one another. Marriage transcends and predates times of government. It predates political parties and affiliations. It even predates religions and denominations. It predates the Catholic Church, the Protestant denominations, the Jewish religion. It predates all religion. It goes back to the very heart of creation, where God created male and female in His image and ultimately said to be fruitful and multiply, and gave the blessing of being able to procreate another living human being in the image of God.
Matt, commenting on the Pope's comments in defense of natural marriage, Father Sheenan Bokay, the president of Human Life International, he said this, talking about marriage, it is fundamentally, and the battle for marriage in the United States and around the world, that it is, quote, a spiritual battle for lives and souls. And it really is that, Matt. As you just pointed out, the family, marriage, is the cornerstone institution of any healthy society. And so clearly, the father of lies, the enemy of the world, hates marriage, wants to destroy marriage. And so this concept of counterfeit marriage, of same-sex marriage, that is the brainchild, Matt, of none other than the father of lies himself.
Yeah, this is not some marriage equality they use. One of the things that the left has been good at is using different euphemisms and terms like pro-choice, women's rights, when they're talking about killing unborn children, or marriage equality, when they're really talking about deconstructing marriage and creating it as something that it cannot be, depriving children of moms and dads by same-sex marriage, eliminating one gender from the marriage, deconstructing the family unit, ultimately damaging, I believe, children and our societies, and colliding with religious freedom or anyone who disagrees. These euphemisms, put them aside. What it really is a deconstruction and an abolition of gender. That gender, which is binary, male and female, doesn't really matter. That gender, they don't like the barrier or the binary notion of male and female. They want to just simply abolish it And when you abolish something or seek to abolish something, fool yourself to think that you can abolish something as natural and objective as that, as gender, you've ultimately abolished all truth. And at the end of the day, what's the ultimate object of it? It's the attack on God. It is spiritual. It has a devastating effect, not only on the family, on children, our society, and religious freedom, but ultimately, at the end of the day, it is a spiritual attack. And that's why the statement is right. This is the bidding of the devil. This is the spiritual assault on all of us who are made in the image of God.
Well, and that's why the official creeds of the Catholic Church and doctrine of the Catholic Church, and we're not Catholics here, but we're talking about the Pope, and at least in part here, he embraces their doctrine that's why it calls homosexual behavior disordered, because it violates God's law, God's natural order, natural law, the natural biology. I mean, we're talking science here. It is disordered. And so, again, the left wants to co-opt Pope Francis as their hero for so-called gay rights. And he fully embraces the reality that homosexual conduct is disordered, immoral sexual behavior.
He does. And Archbishop Gomez out in Los Angeles, same thing. Other strong voices are saying the same thing. We need strong voices within the Protestant denominations and movements, and we need strong voices within the Jewish leadership and movements and so forth on the issue of marriage. But this issue of marriage, even though you may think that it is unpleasant to talk about, and it is something that is going to be coming to you. We now have half of the states, by court order or some other way, that have crossed the line to same-sex marriage. Once that happens, and if it tilts across the country, we could have catastrophic consequences. We already are having the consequences in those states where it has already been adopted. We certainly believe that by June of 2015, or no later than June of 2016, a case on this issue will go to the U.S. Supreme Court and be decided by then. We could have a decision at the Supreme Court the earliest by June of 2015 or by June of 2016. Now, with the Supreme Court makeup as it currently is, we already had the 5-4 decision in 2013 on the Windsor decision, in which Justice Kennedy, writing for that 5 majority, ignored the Constitution, ignored the precedents of equal protection, and came out and struck down portions of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, and essentially said that those people who believe in marriage, who pass laws to affirm marriage as the union of one man and one woman, they're bigots, they're people who want to inflict harm, and they're essentially enemies of humanity.
But he didn't take it to the next step and decide that there was somehow a 14th Amendment equal protection right to same-sex marriage.
No,
and in fact, he even argued he made a number of Federalist arguments that would seem to indicate that there's at least a chance that he might uphold Section 2 of the Defense of Marriage Act and the full faith and credit aspect of the Defense of Marriage Act. If I were a bet man, I wouldn't bet my life savings
well,
on it.
Well, and that's the argument to be made, and that's one of the problems with what we've had with these judges. They've gone twofold as activists. One, they've just simply cut themselves loose from the Constitution, and two, they've not even listened to what the Supreme Court said.
Or even Justice Kennedy.
With regards to Justice Kennedy, that this has been something traditionally for the states. Now, I don't believe the states have the authority to redefine marriage, even if you had a vote to redefine marriage. I don't think that's a state issue any more than slavery is a state issue.
Or even more than you'd suspend the laws of gravity by a vote.
Yeah, you can't suspend the laws of gravity by a vote. You can fool yourself to think that you have enough people to vote that way, and that it would be different. But this is a transcendent, inherent part of our natural created order. For more information, visit lc.org. That's Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. This is a significant issue, and I hope that you become educated about it. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can order some resources. My book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. It's just as relevant now as it was when I wrote it, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. We also have other resources by Dr. Judith Reisman, Sexual Sabotage, as well as Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. This is an issue that needs to be confronted because it will hurt our families, hurt our children, hurt our churches, hurt our religious freedom, and we will suffer the consequences for it. This will be coercive, and it'll come to a theater near you, so to speak. So get involved, understand the issue, and support Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance the mission to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Support us online with a credit card contribution or sign up for our emails. You can also send us a contribution directly to our address.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.